You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is so 100% my jam. I just realized. I'm always so like, so happy when that song comes.
Every time that it plays, I always love to do the little breath stuff.
It's just good. That's good music.
I honestly, they ate. Yeah. There's not very many soundtracks to animated films that like you're able to play on the radio.
Right? That's from the K-pop Demon Hunters, Huntrix Golden. It's B96, Moog and Carla Mornings. I want to hear from those who have had an age gap in a relationship and did it work. State your case. 877-591-9696. So Carla was out and about. Was this, you were in New York, right?
Yeah, I decided to do a last-minute trip to New York. My friend wanted me to come over, and I was like, you know what? I ain't got nothing better to do.
Love
so anyway,
that.
We went out. We were in New York, and we're at the bar. And I remember my friends continuously saying, they were like, oh, my God, it's always such young people at this bar, always such young people at this bar. Now, I'm going to be honest. I can't really, like, tell the difference, I think, a lot of the times between, like, anybody who's 24 to 36. Like, everyone just looks the same age to me.
Okay.
But
I'm glad you're a woman saying that.
Yeah, no, everyone just looks the same age to me. And so, but because my friends kept saying that this was such a young bar, I started to notice it. Like, it's normally not something I ever notice, like, when I'm out at the bars here.
Yeah.
But as I was looking around, I was like, maybe everyone is really young here. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I started overanalyzing. So then this guy came up to me. Two guys came up to me, and one of them was like, hey, like, you're really pretty. And mind you, I'd had a few drinks. So my first response to this guy was, I could be your mother.
Okay.
I was also talking in a New York accent. Anyway.
So, this is a bar. So what is he, 21?
At least,
maybe
right?
Maybe he's got a fake ID
so
and he's 20.
Like, I could be your mother. And he goes, what? He goes, how old are you? And I go, how old are you? And he goes, 24? And I'm like, oh, I'm 29. And he goes, that's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. So you would have been 5 when he was born.
And I go, not that bad. Granted, I couldn't be your mother. But
no,
I was like, to me, that is such a stark difference.
That's a baby.
That's a baby to me. Like,
yeah.
That's like, I...
24, Ahmad, our new executive producer... You're 27.
Yeah.
What are you calling anybody a baby for?
It's just such a difference in thought process.
Between 24 and 27?
There's a difference
24 and 29?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mid to late 20s to early 20s, your thoughts are different.
I think that like a year in your 20s is very different than a year in your 30s.
Well, you don't know what a year in your 30s is like.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine because like I think about myself when I was 20 versus 21. Or 21 versus 22.
That's
stupid in all
it
of
is.
That. Let it be known. I was dumb in every age.
Okay.
But, like, a little less dumb.
Okay. Going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you wouldn't date this man because you're 29, he's 24.
Right. And then, plus, his brother was next to him. And I was like, is this your older or younger brother? He goes, older brother. And then I was like, that's even weirder. Because now, it's like... The older brother was there.
Was closer to
and
age.
And closer to my age.
Oh, okay. What's the oldest you've ever dated?
Ooh, not very old at all.
Really?
I've always dated somebody my exact age.
Really?
Or like 1 year older.
Have you dated anybody in their 30s?
I dated one guy who was 30. He turned 30 while
you were dating.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like the Lady Leo.
What do you mean?
Like, he turned 30 and you're like, oh, he expired.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, actually, he decided that as I was turning 30, I expired. He needed somebody that had a lot less going on.
What's the oldest you would date?
You know, I have a few 36-year-olds in my DMs right now.
Oh, my God.
But then I start to wonder.
Geriatric.
Well, I start to wonder. This is going to... Oh, my gosh. Please don't cancel me for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that this happens to women. at all. Like, I think that we only age like fine wine, and the older we get, the better we get.
Oh, this sounds like some sort of spin from TikTok.
Whenever a guy who's like in his late 30s is hitting on me, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, why aren't you married, and why are you hitting on me right now?
Oh, interesting.
I'm like kind of the opposite.
Oh, yeah. What's the oldest that you've dated, Ahmad?
Dated versus hooked up. Dated twice my age, 38. But
twice your age.
When I was like 19, I dated a 38. Oh, year old.
I was okay, like, okay. This math isn't working.
Right now, I think I would go 60 is the cutoff.
60? You're 27. That's a 33-year age gap.
Yeah. I like him calm. I like him tame. Like, how old is Jeff Goldblum?
He's calm, like, or like comatose?
Calm or yeah, The Walking Dead.
There's some hot 60-year-olds out there.
By
Shout
the way,
out to them.
If you're 60, we're saying relative to Ahmad's young age.
And I will say gay 60 is different than straight 60. Sorry.
And no offense to our straight 60s either.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
we are not ageist here at B96.
Okay. Maybe it's because we don't know how older is in brain.
You don't know how young you are either.
Yeah. Like, you only know, like, your age and where you've been. You don't know where you're going. So maybe thinking 60, like, you're like, yeah, I could date a 60-year-old, but... Do 60-year-olds want to date you?
Oh, okay. Shade.
No. You know what I mean? Because, like, what are you going to talk about? They were alive during the Great Depression.
I'm not thinking too much about talking.
No, they weren't.
They weren't?
At 60, the Great Depression was in 1929.
Oh.
That was nearly 100 years ago. What are you talking about?
If a 60-year-old was like, okay. Yeah, I survived that.
I first off, I want to apologize to our older audience. At 60, you were not alive for the Great Depression. But I do want to invite people who have had an insignificant age gap in their relationship to share what the gap was and did that relationship work at 877-591-9696. It's Smokey and Carla Mornings on B96.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Age gaps. State your case. The biggest age gap you've had, and did it work? It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. Carla, at the age of 29, said that this man who's 24 was just a baby. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're just a baby.
Well, they say that your brain doesn't fully develop until you turn at least 25, 26. And now new studies are saying 32. So I'm like, listen, I don't want to mess with that. Plus, like, financially, are we in the same place, you know, when you're younger in your career? I think just...
I don't know. Yeah, okay, you have some points.
Thank you.
I just don't think he's dramatically younger. Willie in Edgewater, if I had to guess, he's here to shoot a shot with Carla. You're in your 50s, right?
No, I already know she's going to not go for it, so it's all good.
Okay, so you're in your 50s, but back when you were 25, you dated someone who was how old?
62.
Hey.
Wow.
No, let me tell you, Moog, let me tell you, this lady was hot. Now, even if you go by the name, you're going to think, oh, damn, this lady is old. Her name is Berta.
Okay, Berta. So, yeah. But this was your woman. Mrs. Robinson moment, wasn't it?
It was. But, dude, she kept herself together. She was young at heart. She was hot. Yeah.
Berta's a baddie. Cool.
Yeah. You know what? You know this about me, Carla. I find a lot of times older women attractive.
You do. You have a very specific type. Like, either older women or like motherly.
Yeah, girl next door or woman next door.
Yeah.
Think about it. Now, of course, these ladies I'm about to mention, you know, they're rich. They have all their skincare routines. But look at J-Lo. She doesn't age. Jennifer Aniston, she doesn't age. Halle Berry, they're all in their 50s and they're all freaking gorgeous.
My dream.
Yeah.
So, Steve Carla, now check it out. You said you don't like dating like the older man, or that the other guy was only 24 and you're calling him a baby. It's only 5 years difference. I don't, maybe mentally, depending on their state, how they were raised, I don't really think it's a big age gap. Now, me and you, okay, I'm 51, you're 29, but you haven't seen me in person.
Okay. Here we go.
I respect you shooting your shot, but we got to keep it moving. So we're talking about age gaps at 877-591-9696. The biggest age gap you've had. Now, Danielle is in Crystal Lake. Hi, Danielle, by the way.
Hi, Mel and Carla. Good morning.
I looked up here and I said Danielle and Crystal Lake, and then I remembered which Danielle this is. You're part of the Mel and Carla Mornings Mafia.
And our teacher friend.
Okay, so this is actually some valuable insight because you have dated a guy who was 7 years younger than you. How old were you? How old, I guess, was he? I guess we could do the math.
Yeah, that's okay. I was 28 and he just turned 21.
Oh, see, you know what? And there is something I will say. So when I was like in my late 20s, I had like a hard cutoff at like 23 because I felt like you needed to turn 21.
And then party a little bit.
Like, I don't want somebody who's new to 21 and like, oh, rage. Like, I'm learning how to drink.
Yeah.
Because that's not cool.
Absolutely. And it was fun at first. I think my mindset was, hey, I could still party. I could still go out. I can have some fun. And it was good being with someone who still had that excitement and energy. But then my mindset started to shift. Uh-huh. I was starting my teaching career. I was wanting to establish my life, get settled down.
He's like doing pranks with his bros.
Yeah.
No. And you see, that's the thing about dating younger is that, like, I do worry that your 20s are such a transformative time in your life. And it's like, if you're, you know, entry level and like working hard.
You know what? And there could be a point here. Tell me if you agree or disagree, Danielle. It's different if it's the man or the woman's younger.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
You know what I mean? Because we learn early on that there's a very different, like, there's a big difference in maturity between men and women at certain ages.
I don't want to be light years ahead of you.
So if you were, you know, 24 and a guy was 29, that might be different than you being 29.
Then vice versa. Yeah. Did he play a lot of video games?
Yes, he did. And it got to me later. I was like, can we stop with the video games?
Well, you're like an adult.
It was just not good.
There's nothing that makes me more mad than when a guy plays video games. It's not that I don't want him to enjoy himself because I do, like, relax. But I remember, like, there would be a pile of clothes that needed to be folded. And this man would be playing video games and I'd be like, yo.
I know which ex this is.
I'd be like, if you don't get your ass up.
Is it kind of an ick by the time you're like an adult if a guy's like, oh, I'm gaming?
Yeah, dude, it's 3 a.m. Yeah. Go to sleep. Clock in.
Yes.
What?
Just, like, spend some quality time together, not on a game. Yeah. Please.
So you're saying no dating younger.
Yeah. All right.
Not that I'm dating, but I definitely won't date younger.
Yeah, no.
It won't work for me either, Danielle. I get that.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, Danielle. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Love you guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we would love to get you on a Disney cruise for four. In fact, we'll get you a keyword to text coming up on B96.